Baruch Haba, welcome everybody. As Hashem continue Pele Yoyitz on the topic of Dveikus and Shem in the 279. Dveikus Bakodesh Baruch. The Pele Yoyitz will give a little introduction to where we're going now. We'll be focusing on the grip of the Yetzahara to make sure he knocks us down not to learn Torah. Because Torah HaKdoisha is what brings us the Dveikus BaHaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah HaKdoshe is what purifies us from the challenges, from the tumah of this world. And the Yetzirah is going to tell the person who is sitting right now with us on the right side of us. And the Yetzirah is going to say, in my own words, you're a loser. You cannot accomplish. You can't do it. And the Yetzirah is going to attack the person and create a situation that Limud HaTorah is going to be uncomfortable, difficult, to the point where sometimes a person might leave it. To that, the Pele Yoyitz tells us, even when it's difficult, and even when sometimes it's not enjoyable. As Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosher says, there are days of what's called Yimei Sina of Torah. If not for the Rishon Rabbeinu Tam saying this, I would be careful to say such a thing like this, to say this Yemei Sinat to Torah, but there could be difficulties and challenges. When the person goes to learn, sometimes it could be difficult to understand what's going on. What's the Eitzah says, the Pelioites? Tmidus. Continue to go to the Beis Medrash. Continue with your Chavrusa. Make sure you have a Chabura. You have people to be accountable for, and they're accountable for you. Chavrus is chaburas. And for the Noshim Sitkonius, the righteous women that listen, who are not going out to chavrusas, make sure you have a good chabur, make sure you have good friends. Who you watch over them, and they watch over you. And you make sure you're growing together. And you're learning Hilchus Lashon Hara. And you're learning Hilchus Brachos. And you're learning Hilchus Shabbos. And Hilchus Tznius. And whatever Noshim have to learn. Toivim Eshnaim in the Echad. Two are better than one. A true good friend will see someone needs chizik and pick them up. Says the Pele Yoyitz, V'yadua shekach umnosu shel Yetzirah. This is the approach the Yetzirah takes. Sheyoyshev tamid al yamina shel adam l'sitnoi. He's constantly at the right side of the person to cause him to do aveiros u'laharchikoi mikol davar toiv, and to distance the person from anything which is good. V'kol shekein, even more so, midavar zeh of limud haTorah. Sheyedeh shehu yeh be'och rov. The Yetzirah knows that this will be the person's downfall. That the person, if he doesn't learn Torah, if the person doesn't learn Torah, it will bring the person down. And the Yetzirah also knows that it will be the Yetzirah's downfall if the person does learn Torah. The Chafetz Chaim asks a question. The Chafetz Chaim al Torah asks a question. Why is it that there was never a Malach that came to fight against Avraham or Yitzchak? Why is it that the Malach came to fight against Yaakov Avinu? Says the Chafetz Chaim, there's a lot to elaborate on this, but just want to bring out the point, because it applies to over here as well in the Pele Yoyitz here. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the Mid of Avraham Avinu is Chesed. The Mid of Yitzchak is Gvura, is Tvila, the Yira. The Yetzahara, with all the cards he has up his sleeves, he'll encourage a person, go do chesed, which is an amazing thing. We have to do chesed. Maran Sanhedrin Sadi Chesem Beis says that the Talmidim Rabbi Elazar asked him, what should a person do to be saved from Chevle Mashiach? Yasek v'Torah Gmilas Chasadim. Torah and chesed. You have to do chesed, no question about it. But the Yetzirah wants a person to be involved with chesed and davening and not Torah. And that's why when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, who is the Amud HaTorah, who is the Mid of Torah, is Emes Zu Torah, this Bedavka here, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Yetzirah came to fight against Yaakov Avinu because he represents Torah. Of course, there's Torah by Avram and Yitzchak, but the Iker Midah by Yaakov is Torah. And that's where the Yetzirah is fighting the most. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's the greatest mitzvah. Learning Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Supporting the Torah. And this is what the Yetzer Hara wants to fight the person. Not to learn Torah. So what's the Yetzer? Says the Gemara in Sukkah, Dafnun Beis Med Beis. If the Yetzer Hara is coming to attack a person, bring him to the Beis Medrash, because he's right there with you. Bring him to the Beis Medrash. And continue to learn and go, even when it might be difficult. Moshcheu lebeis hamedrash, drag him. You're moshech. You do meshicha. Im evenhu nimayach. If the Yitzhahara is attacking a person like a stone, it's going to dissolve. Im barzelhu mispaitzis. If he's like a iron, he's going to shatter. As the pasuk says, Yarev kamot luchi. Yarev kamot luchi is referring to that the teaching, Hashem's teaching of Torah, is like the rain that drips down. And with the constant consistency of the water hitting the stone, it's going to penetrate the stone, like we know the story of Rabbi Kiva. So too a person goes to the Beis Medrash on a regular basis. The key here word is tamid. On a regular basis. And he hears words of Torah and Tefillah and Musar in Yerush Hashem. It's going to break through his heart of stone. And it's going to create a new spirit within his person. The Pelioites is telling us this is the approach with the Yitzhahara is going to fight the person. If you are successful to go to the Beis Medrash, you know what's going to happen? You'll go there, you'll learn for an hour, for two maybe, and you might come back, I don't understand what's going on, it's not for me, and throw in the towel. And people throw in the towel too early. And that's the Yitzhahara, you have to know this. Teinashe Kotzolov. And it's going to be unbearable. And the person's going to want to leave it. And then says the Pelioites, V'yivchar oidu leches el beis haschoik. Then the person's going to say, you know what? I'm here to enjoy myself. I'm here to, another this pressure, this business. I'm going to go enjoy myself. And he goes to leisures, and he goes to taivas, and he goes to things he shouldn't be doing. This is the Yetzirah. We have to know how the Yetzirah works. Adar Rabbi Yimsa Menucha Nachas Ruach for himself. V'zeh hayim Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Vakosh Baruch Hu was Mitzrayim, was bemoaning. Uloi oisi o korosi Yaakov ki yagato bi Yisrael. Aval hiish asher hu tahor veheise mas vehi yivor me'alein over a person who is tahor. And he removes this blindness from himself. This blindness of the Yetzirah. You know, there's a story that popped into my head I want to share with you. I know we're going a little longer than usual. And I encourage the people who see, you might not hear it in order to click on it, but even if it's a little more than 5 to 7 minutes, just listen to it anyway. Break it up into increments. But I want to tell you, years ago, when I was a bacher, I had a little summer job. I was a mashgiach in a bakery. One time period, the summertime, it was like now. My charusa came with me sometimes, we learned there. The kids are one night, the boss comes in with another two people, and I figured, you know, this is not every night, I figured, let me go see what's going on over there. Make a long story short, because I want to finish the major point over here from the Pelioites. We already spoke about major points. I want to finish the piece here, and Vekus. The man was a professional cake designer. And he took the cake, and in seconds, he took a regular pound cake, and he literally made it look beautiful. Very appealing to the eye. Then they had this dilemma, because they took styrofoam, they stuck it and inserted it into the cake lying horizontally, and there's a piece of styrofoam vertically. And they have this pound cake, they want to stick it on as well. How are they going to stick it on? So they took this icing, the same icing that you and I eat from the top of the cake that tastes so delicious, all that sugar, they used that as a glue agent. And they stuck the cake onto this styrofoam, and then in seconds, once again, he puts all this icing on top, and he makes it look magnificent. And to the person who would walk in after this whole thing is finished, you'd never know that this cake is sticking onto styrofoam. And you don't know how he did all this. It's all dress-up. It's all, excuse the word, all Hollywood fakeness. And this is the job of the Yetzer. That's why he gets paid big bucks. And we have to know this. Because it's all sheker v'chazov. It's lies. It's fake. It's false. And the world that we're in now, with all the technology, it's even getting stronger, and the Yetzer is getting more powerful. What we have to know is darchel darchi noyim. If in Yiddishkeit it's becoming too difficult and pressure, we have to realize something's not going right. And speak to your Rebbe, speak to your Rav, and you tell me you don't have a Rebbe. Say the Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe. Speak to someone and say, I feel too much pressure. Something's off over here. Darchel darchi noyim. Let's finish the piece here. This beautiful piece from the Pel Yoitz. Aval ha'isha shehutar v'heisim masa yivar mi'alein. But the person was pure. And he removes this blindfold from his eyes. Yadoya yeda shekidei liyos yehudi kosher oivid alikim sarech lachov es yitzra. That the person knows in order to be a proper yid, he can't be like B'nai Yishmael, who's the pera adam, who's the wild man that just has the whatever he wants, all the time is oilam hazeh. Ezu gibor ha-koyvish es yitzra. Who's the gibor? He has the capability of doing what he wants. He's koyvish es yitzra. That's the gibor. That's the mighty one. Afilu al-korcho yishulei b'toivosav yisoyv shi'arav yivusam. The day b'zesh yochv es yitzra liyo is loymeid oy shemeh bi'limudim tamid. And this is the key, Rabbi Yisai. This is the key. You want to know how to be successful? You go to the Beis Medrash, even b'shas sin, even when it's difficult. Continue going to davening. Continue with your chavrusas. The soif at the end, that challenge, the difficulty will pass. Grab onto it. Hold on to it. I heard this from Rav Revda Zatzal, Rav Volbi Zatzal. He writes about this as well in Ali Shor. All based on the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yosher. Afilu al korcha shaloi b'tayvosav esoy she'arav v'yivusamoy. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. And in the end, V'harev no, make have kavan in the bracha v'irchas ha-Torah, and the Torah Akdosh will be beautiful. You're not going to want to let it go. Just like you have this cookie that's so sweet and delicious. I once saw this little child, couldn't even talk yet. Somebody pulled out a lollipop. Might have been the first time they saw this red lollipop. It was the oldest child of the family. And all of a sudden, the child's eyes opened up and started asking for it. It's that red color, which of course now they want to stop. Right, it's the sugar, the sweetness, the Torah Hakdoish becomes so sweet to you. The harivna have kavan in the bracha, have kavan in the avarabba, and then the Torah is sweet to you, and you never want to let it go. The yelech holach v'godol, you'll become greater and greater, more and more Torah. Holach v'nesoy b'darcha yahadus v'aprishus v'chasidus. That the koyach, the power of the Torah, can destroy the roots of the Yetzirah, the essence of the Yetzirah. Okay, in the Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very timely as we're now approaching, it's now Rosh Chodesh Tammuz now already, Zmani Teshuvah Mimash Mishim Ubaim, Rosh Yitevah, Zmani Teshuvah, the times of Teshuvah Mimash Mishim Ubaim are coming. It was beginning now, this tkufa of the 3 weeks soon, all now by Tammuz. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Yushalmi Chagigo, Aleph Zayin. Very famous. Halevai, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oisi Ozu V'Sayirasi Shamaru. Halevai, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, if only they would have forsaken me, which we're not getting into the depths of what that means now, but they would have kept my Torah, kept learning Torah. Halavai, the Torah HaKadosh would have brought them back. When it goes to the wise to learn from them, he will grow wise and attain the paths of life here in Olam Hazeh. L'chein zois asu v'choyu. Says the Peloyoitz, and this is what you shall do, and you shall live. Ha'ma'arsh bo yachz l'mutov, you should be zoiche to continue, tamid, on a regular basis, cling to the Torah. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. Hatzlacha Rabbah.